AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The European Union's top official is questioning President Trump's trustworthiness, saying that he had agreed last year not to impose more tariffs on members of the bloc.
And above all, that Arctic security can only be achieved together. And this is why the proposed additional tariffs are a mistake, especially between long-standing allies.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was responding to Trump's announcement that starting February, a 10% import tax will be imposed on goods from 8 European nations that have rallied around Denmark as he attempts to take control over the semi-autonomous Danish territory of Greenland. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S.'s relations with Europe will remain strong.
I would say this is kind of hysteria that we heard on April 2nd. There was a panic. And what I am urging everyone here to do is sit back, take a deep breath, and let things play out. As I said on April 2nd, the worst the countries can do is escalate against the United States.
In other news, AP correspondent Haya Banjwani reports on an attack on a judge in Indiana.
An Indiana state court judge and his wife are in stable condition after being shot in their Lafayette home. Authorities continue to search for suspects a day after the attack. Tippecanoe Superior Court Judge Stephen Meyer suffered an injury to his arm. His wife, Kimberly Meyer, had a hip injury from the attack. Officers responded to a Sunday afternoon report of a shooting in the residential area about 60 miles northwest of Indianapolis to find the couple injured. Police have not released a motive or suspect description. The shooting had other Indiana judges worried for their safety.
This is AP News. Israeli forces have targeted United Nations facilities in the Jerusalem area. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Crews began bulldozing two United Nations Relief and Works Agency offices, firing tear gas at one, a vocational school in Qalandia, marking Israel's latest and most dramatic step against UNRWA. The move pushes forward a crackdown against the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, tasked with delivering humanitarian services to millions of people across the region. Roland Friedrich, the agency's West Bank director, said UNRWA had received word that demolition crews and police were arriving at their East Jerusalem headquarters early on Tuesday. Staff have not operated out of the facility for almost a year because of safety reasons. But Israeli forces confiscated devices and forced out the private security guards hired to protect the facility. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.